Well, welcome to the final day of September 2018. Friend, think about this. There will never, ever be again a September 30th, 2018. Never, ever again. Here it is, the final one. Tomorrow begins a brand new month. Friend, welcome to Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll here with you. That's right, on the September 30th, 2018. And I pray that you are enjoying the autumn season. I'll tell you what, I'm not a big fan of cold weather, but I am a big fan of just this time of the year, just the sights and just the beautiful artwork of God on display this time of the year. Well, friend, welcome to Sunday Worship. If you're not too familiar with the program, that's all right. I will not hold it against you this time. No, it's a program that is really all about Jesus. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, encouragement, and a whole lot more added into that. And today is really no different. We'll have music from Mike Weaver coming up. Also, Fernando Ortega. Right now, here's a fun version, great version of Be Thou My Vision, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. So much for listening to Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll here with you. I hope you're having yourself a great weekend. Yeah, here we are. It is Sunday, and this past week we actually sold our home. We had it up for sale for about a month and a half, 2 months, and we put an offer in on another home, and well, that was accepted, and we're going to be closing at the end of next month. And I'll tell you what, all of this work and buying, selling, and down payment, it is stressful. It really is. It really is. But, you know, if God, friend, think about this for a moment. If God could close the lion's mouth for Daniel, part the Red Seas for Moses, open the prison doors for Peter, make the sun stand still for Joshua, put a baby in the arms of Sarah, and raise Lazarus from the dead, then he can certainly take care of you. For nothing you are facing today or this week is too hard for him to handle.
In the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. give me Jesus.
You're listening to Sunday Worship. The name of Jesus today. Thanks so much for tuning in to Sunday Worship. Happy Sunday to you. It's Joey with you today. And I'll tell you what, every year my family and I, we visit Holiday World in Santa Claus, Indiana. Have you ever been? Oh, we go there every summer. In fact, you know, just with the cooler temperatures, just thinking about our family vacation every summer just makes you a little sad that summer's leaving. But that's all right. See, at the end of each visit, though, we always take a family photo in front of the iconic Santa Claus statue in front of the theme park. Now, if you've been there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And it never ceases to amaze us the growth of our children as we look at all the pictures since our very first year, I think like 8 years ago. They're just growing up too quickly. They really are. And just like stages of physical growth, we are called to grow spiritually in the Lord. Hebrews 5:12 says, "For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you." Again, the basic principles of the oracles of God. The writer of Hebrews is addressing the lack of growth in the church. Friend, how have you grown since becoming a believer? How have you changed since you began to follow Christ? Hebrews 6:1 tells us growing in the Lord is a mandate. So I encourage you today, friend, continue to study His Word and continue your fellowship with Him and see how fast you grow.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun is shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. I will bless your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to pray. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glory. There's pain.
Today or this week, connect with the program on Facebook. Yes, good old social media. I promise you, we don't get caught up in the politics and all of that stuff. We get caught up in Jesus. That's what we do. We post some scripture and some encouraging quotes and pictures and so forth. Just connect with us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook, and you should see kind of Sunday Worship Radio with Joey Kroll pop up or something like that. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. Louis Giglio, pastor and author Louis Giglio, he said one time, God is using your present circumstances to make you more useful for later roles in his unfolding story of your life.
Here before the world began. above all kingdoms and above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and the treasures of the earth. There's no way to measure what you're worth.
Beautiful song, the Maranatha Singers, here on Great News Radio and Above All. Well, friend, thank you so much for tuning in to Sunday worship today. Yeah, tomorrow begins a brand new month, month of October. And in fact, be praying for those who are going to be going to the Holy Land this week. They're leaving the 3rd. We'll come back, I think, the 13th, if I remember correctly. But just be praying for those. Great group of saints who are getting ready, packing and setting up things as they travel internationally. So, yeah, be praying for our team here that will be going to the Holy Land this week. Would greatly appreciate that. Well, my time on the clock there says I need to quit talking. Got to wind down here. But Fred, until next time, just remember that you are salt. And you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.